Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we all love history on this program, and I have an incredible story to share with you. Michael Hiller is a preservation attorney and a professor at Pratt Institute and calls this the most remarkable discovery he has seen in more than 30 years. This is a generational find, he says, the most significant find in historic preservation in my career, and it is very important we preserve this. This is something called the Merchant's House. It was built in 1832 by a tradesman by the name of Joseph Brewster. It was then sold 3 years later to the Treadwell family in New York City. And the Treadwell family lived there for a century until it became a museum after it was sold at auction. So it's been a museum since around 1932.
In New York?
Yep.
Okay.
Somehow, they have just now discovered in one of the bedrooms, there's a built-in chest of drawers. When you open the bottom drawer and take that drawer out, there is a secret passageway and a ladder, and it was part of the Underground Railroad.
No way.
And by the way, that 2x2 hole is covered by a piece of wood with just a small hole in the middle of it. So even when you pull that drawer out, you look in there, you're like,
you
oh, that's just
it.
A defect in the wood.
They found a small rectangle. Look it up. You've got to look at it. They found a small rectangular opening cut into the floorboards. And then underneath an enclosed space, about 2 feet by 2 feet, and a ladder leading to the ground floor. It is an indication that in Manhattan's residential neighborhood, this was a safe house for enslaved people who had fled bondage in the South. They said that space and the ladder would have provided an emergency hideout and quick escape.
Wow.
Two stories above the railroad.
It is just absolutely an incredible find. And it's been there all this time. No one ever thought to look under the piece of wood. And then they look
I'll
under the
darned.
Piece of wood and it's right there.
I'll be
we'll post that on our social channels. You really need to see the dresser. It's really, really interesting.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. A new ranking from U.S. News and World Report names this city as the best place to live in Kansas. Would you care to guess?
Hayes.
No. Sam. What'd you say?
Olathe.
Did you already know the answer?
No.
Olathe is number one.
Olathe, it is you. I'm going to be honest. I would have guessed Overland Park or Prairie Village. I don't know what their metrics are.
They looked at quality of life, value,
affordability, yep.
Desirability, job market, and net migration.
I actually chose Olathe hoping to be wrong because it's always Overland Park.
No, you are absolutely right, Sam.
Topping the list is Olathe, which received a 6.3 out of 10 on the metrics. The list noted Olathe's population, their medium home value, median monthly rent, and other factors.
More affordable because it's on the edge, the suburban edge.
The median household income in Olathe is $111,000. The ranking includes data showing that Olathe has a healthier job market than other similarly sized metro areas. Unemployment is at 3%. The national average is 4.5%. Number two, best place to live in the state of Kansas. Anyone care to guess?
Dodge City.
No, stop going west.
Overland Park.
Yes. Overland Park comes in number two.
I'm surprised by that median household income in Olathe. There must be a lot of really cheap houses because I know for a fact there's some insanely expensive ones.
Sure, there are expensive ones in the suburbs, but then you also, Olathe is huge. You have downtown. There are much more affordable houses.
Olathe has exploded since I moved here 40 years ago. Number three, Dan Colby. No.
Goodland.
No.
Russell.
Shawnee is number three.
Western Shawnee.
And particularly Western Shawnee.
Olathe, Overland Park, Shawnee.
Number four. We're out of the metro.
Wichita.
Independence.
Wichita is number four. Oh, and let me tell you something about Wichita.
I know you keep saying it's like it's rebounded.
When my brother first moved there in the 90s, it was a dump. It was like, I dreaded going there because it was so gross. Wichita has rebounded and has fixed itself up. It's a nice city. It's a nice big city now. Number five.
Topeka.
I was going to say more.
Topeka comes in at eight.
I was going to say Springfield.
Which I think is too high.
Stop it. Springfield.
Springfield is in Missouri.
Oh.
geography is hard.
Dodge City.
No. Number five is Lawrence.
Oh, hello. I would have thought Lawrence would be much higher.
Of course you would. You would put Lawrence at number one.
Probably two.
Number six is Manhattan.
How about Tonganoxie?
Number seven is KCK.
Oh, I was going to say Baser or Tongi.
Jerome Tang would disagree about that. Right. Right.
By the way, do you still have that clip?
Oh, oh yeah.
So last night, K-State got smoked by Cincinnati. K-State is having a terrible basketball season. And Jerome Tang, their head basketball coach, minced no words last evening in his post-game press conference.
This was embarrassing. These dudes do not deserve to wear this uniform. There will be very few of them in it next year. I'm embarrassed for the university. I'm embarrassed for our fans, our student section. You know, it is just ridiculous. We got practice at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we will get this thing right. I have no answer and no words. So y'all got two questions. So whoever want to ask two questions, I'll answer them to the best of my ability right now. But right now, I'm like pissed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then at the end of the press conference, somebody had the gumption, very proud of them to have the stones to do this, asked, so what about all the fans in the student section that had brown paper bags, specifically Aldi bags, which, by the way, to me stings even more because that means they went and paid 12 cents for those bags.
Yeah, they covered their faces with brown paper bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wear a paper bag, too, if I was them.
I love him.
Thanks a lot, fellas. God bless.
God bless.
I love him.
God bless. I'm out.
You know, I wrote on Twitter, I absolutely love him. And someone replied, are you being facetious? What was there to love about that? And I said,
honest.
Have you ever heard someone speak so honestly after a loss? I love it. I absolutely love it.
Maybe the last time was the old Indianapolis Colts coach who's like, what did he say? It wasn't practice.
Wasn't that one.
That was what's his face?
You know, usually it's like, look, we're going to regroup. It's been a tough season. We've got some new players.
It's a rebuilding
year.
For
him just to say, look, they stink. I'd put a bag over my head, too.
No. And many of them won't be coming back.
Not coming back next year. Refreshing. All right. Can we get an update? It's the first time I've asked all day. Last thing I'm going to say about it. Can we get an update on the Nancy Guthrie situation?
Yes.
Because there are updates.
Yes.
They have found the second glove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not all.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Okay. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Anybody. All right. And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nancy Guthrie's story here in just a moment. Emails, documents, financial accounts all mention Kansas City. 3.5 million pages. That is the number of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation that the DOJ recently released after lawmakers passed, blah, blah, blah. Kansas City is referenced in the Epstein files more than 540 times.
In what context?
One particular page shows a 2005 flight under Jeffrey Epstein's name to Kansas City from New York City. The passenger's name has been redacted. Quoting here from, I believe this is Jeff Lanza. Stand by. Yep, Jeff Lanza, former FBI agent, good friend of the program. But it's not just Kansas City. It is people all over the country and all over the world. And I wouldn't say that Kansas City has some unique connection to Epstein. Documents show that Kansas City bank accounts and life insurance policies appear multiple times. Records also show that Epstein's sex trafficking partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, and her husband visited Kansas City.
Oh, that just grosses me out that they were here.
The visit shows transactions at iconic Kansas City spots like Jack Stack, Betty Ray's,
seriously,
and Union Station. Mm-hmm.
I can't. Yep. I can't.
540 times Kansas City appears.
Is it because we are in the middle and we know this? I-70, I-35, the intersection of those two major highways.
They didn't drive here.
I know, but I'm just telling you, we know that this is an awful hub for sex trafficking.
I see what you're saying.
As far as being right smack dab in the middle.
That is the sad truth.
That is why they ask all of the truck drivers to be on the lookout. That's why when I was at the airport the other day, by the way,
I didn't even connect
that. There's signage everywhere that says, are you here against your will? It says, is someone holding your passport? There are signs everywhere. We've done a much better job about this. Mm-hmm. That when you're in the restroom, you see, and it says, this is the number. Call right now for help. We will send someone to you right now.
Right. I didn't even connect that dot.
Oh, I did.
It's amazing how many stories we've had just in my short career in the news here in this city of they busted a semi on I-35 and they found however many people.
But then also the truck drivers are like the also super helpful eyes and ears when it comes to that sort of activity as well.
Oh, I'm not saying the truck drivers are the ones doing it, but they have busted trucks that were doing it.
Yeah. I wonder, to your point, Dana, and that just opened my eyes to a lot of horrible things. Why in the world would Ghislaine Maxwell fly into Kansas City?
I fear.
If it wasn't to pick up girls.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
To pick up girls and take them back to the island.
Yes.
How disgusting.
All right. The FBI has released the description of the suspect as well as more photos in the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. This has happened in the last hour. The suspect is described as a male, approximately 5'9 to 5'10, with an average build. In the video, he is wearing a black 25-liter Ozark Trail hiker pack backpack. And Sam, we'll have you tell us how common that is. Ozark Trail hiker pack backpack. They have upped the reward this afternoon to $100,000. And we now have not one glove, but two that they have found in that grid search up and down the roadways, as well as other pieces of evidence.
An Ozark Trail hiking backpack would be one of the most common. Ozark Trail is Walmart's brand for hiking and outdoor gear.
Okay, which somebody said on Twitter earlier today, Sam, this just goes to show you this is not some mastermind. This is, if you're in Arizona and you need a backpack for rugged terrain, you're not going to go to Walmart, with all due respect to Walmart.
Well, that would make you the least identifiable.
I
mean, a high-end backpack from REI would be more identifiable than the run-of-the-mill Ozark Trail.
But don't you think if you were a – well, first of all, he put the gun down his pants, pointed at you-know-what. There's all kinds of things that show, you know, him putting the leaves over the Ring doorbell camera, that this guy's an idiot. Now, he got out of her – there with her out of the house.
He's not the Stephen Hawking of burglaries.
No, he's not – right. He is not the mastermind. He was the patsy sent in to grab her. There's someone else behind.
You really think so?
I really do think so.
Oh, I think so too. And I think the real perp here is no longer in the country. Also, how do we know it's a guy?
Oh, it's obvious. Just his physical build tells you it's a guy. Either that or it's a very portly woman.
Portly. It's a guy. I wouldn't say portly.
Maybe she has some extra shirts on. I don't know.
I heard a theory last night when I was driving home on the news.
Please.
That the reason that this person may have thrown these gloves out without any concern is that they had two gloves on each hand.
Maybe.
And so there's no fear that you're going to get any DNA off of me if I throw these out the window.
Do you honestly think someone is that smart that came to the house and tried to use leaves to cover up the Ring doorbell camera?
It was foliage.
Correct. The gloves have been submitted for DNA analysis.
Foliage is what you got on your head with those conspiracy theories.
There was a question last night on the news. It was a good one, too, where they were asking, I think it was Aaron Burnett on CNN, who asked, is it possible if the perpetrator, if these are the gloves, right?
Okay.
And we don't know for sure, but if these are the gloves, and it sure is suspicious if it weren't the gloves. I mean, what craftsman or tradesman
tossing
is going to throw their... These are not gloves you wear just once.
No.
Right? These are gloves you wear multiple times until you can't wear them anymore. They're not cheap. And so if they only wore one glove on each hand and were stupid enough to just throw them out the window of their car a mile away from Nancy Guthrie's home, could you get fingerprints out of them? And the answer is no.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not an FBI expert. But they had somebody on from the FBI or former FBI who said getting a finger, a usable fingerprint out of a glove that somebody rips off their hand.
There would be smudging from
right.
the act of pulling the glove
right.
off the hand.
That,
yeah.
I think that's what they said.
From 21 minutes ago, they have asked in that neighborhood in a 2-mile radius for more surveillance video from Ring or Nest cameras.
Not only from that night, but from a week before.
A week or two before, and then also the day before in a very specific time frame.
Yeah, there was apparently a week before the crime occurred, there was a car that some neighbors are saying looked or appeared suspicious in the neighborhood. They didn't know whose it was. They didn't know why it was there. And I don't know that there was a timeline on how long that, quote, suspicious car was in the neighborhood, but neighbors noted that car doesn't look like it belongs here. And listen, before you say, oh, how would they know? There have been times, you know, I am the eyes and ears of my little block. I'm a nerd. And if I see a car on the block that I don't recognize, I make note of it.
Oh,
I don't like write it down, but I'll think to myself, maybe it's like 10 in the morning or something, and I'll look out the dining room window and there's a car over at Pete's house or parked in front of Heather's house or whatever. And I'll think that car is not a car that I recognize.
They are also looking into the possibility of a white van having something to do with this.
Of course,
and I'm just
going to
tell you
van.
Right now, the white van, if you drive one of those, I would get rid of it right now. You are just automatically suspicious. I'm sorry. It's
you're not wrong.
A white van.
You're not wrong.
They make for great work vans, you know?
Mm-hmm. They also make for great kidnapping vans, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Got to haul around your plumbing material.
And your hostage.
Maybe some roofing materials. Maybe Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah.
God.
Who drives a white van?
I used to drive one all over Southern California when I was out there working.
You drove a white van?
That was the vehicle that was provided to me. I either had wheels or I didn't.
Were you stealing people?
No.
Well, why not? You might as well.
Well, it had too many windows.
Oh, you had the window white van. Uh-huh. That's no good.
The other last minute tip, last thing I'll say here, is that rain is expected coming up in that area. Now, keep in mind, it never rains there, ever. Uh-huh. But they need to get all of the evidence collection done.
Before the rain.
Before the rain. They should have probably been doing this 10 days ago, not 12 days in, but nevertheless.
Are you police blaming?
I don't understand why they're just now searching like they did yesterday all around the perimeter of her home.
This was 1.3 miles away from her home.
I know, but they were searching all of the grounds around her home yesterday afternoon. And that I don't understand. That to me would be something that should have happened. That entire area should have been cordoned off in the first 48 hours.
Well, I'll say this.
To search there.
I'll say this. If we're going to police blame anything, I saw a video yesterday where, I don't know if it was the FBI or the sheriff's department, one of them, was on the roof of Nancy Guthrie's home.
Yeah.
What the hell do you think you're going to find on the roof?
You don't know.
Different vantage point, maybe?
Yes. If he was casing the house, I mean, I don't know.
I saw two detectives or FBI agents, whatever, up on the roof of her house.
It's so confusing because all the details that we're getting paint it like it's some massive 007 scheme where we hired the craziest spies from around the world to abduct Nancy Guthrie. And then you talk to the analyst and they're like, nah, he's an amateur. Why can't you find him then?
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Just real quick, and it's only interesting, viewership of the Today Show has spiked 23% in the last week.
People want updates, yep. And they feel like NBC is probably where you're going to see it.
That is their first. So I watched the Today Show. I must confess, even though, you know, Robin Roberts and I are good friends, I've given up on Good Morning America because I can't stand Michael Strahan.
Really?
No, I can't.
I would like you to never say that on this program again because I am trying out for the $100,000 pyramid.
If he wants to be a game show host, that's one thing.
Okay.
But a journalist?
Sure. He's there. Isn't he more there?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore. No. He will sit there and go, and here's the latest now on the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Blah, blah, blah.
Is there something missing in your life, Dana?
No.
What is this recent obsession with making it onto a new game? We have now pinpointed three different game shows that you're going
to
get on.
I can't get onto the wall because I've never done anything of great significance in my life to save another.
Remarkably unremarkable.
I cannot get on Wheel of Fortune because I'm not that great at it. Man, I'm okay.
Last night, I was terrible last night.
I'm not great at
it. So if you put me on last night, I would have... Ryan would have come up and said, well, we're going to send you home with $1,000.
Yep. Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
I was terrible last night. Man, I was normally most nights I'm pretty good. I actually impress myself every once in a while with how I get these.
You're going on the show. You just don't know it yet.
Okay, that's fine. I can't wait. But last night was just not my night. I don't know why. I was off.
When someone calls for an N and the N has already been called, do you shame them and think awful things?
Absolutely. Not only do I remember that the N has already been called. So like if
they're written up there somewhere.
So if somebody says, Ryan will say, you know, 700 and they'll go N and he goes, already been called. The letters are off to the right.
I don't get it. One night it happened like three times and I'm like, Can you not?
I mean, what they need? They need like an eyeglass sponsorship where they can say, hey, go on down to Silverstein Eye Center and get yourself a brand new set of lenses because you can't read.
You know, this week they're doing, it's NASCAR, basically it's NASCAR week this week. And all these people who come on the show pretending that they give one red hot damn about.
I love watching those cars
about NASCAR
zoom
racing.
Around and.
And
race.
There was this blonde bimbo on last night.
Scott Parks.
And I mean, she was dumber than a box of rocks. And I was like, my God, even I could have done better. And I couldn't get any of them last night. She couldn't either. She went home with $1,000. But my goodness.
We have some good news to pass along. This makes me happy. Kansas City, Missouri has just adopted a regulation to boot that gas station heroin out of all of the mom and pop gas stations where we keep seeing it.
What's it called?
7OH or Kratom.
Yeah.
I'm seeing multiple people reporting, and I don't know how this is going to work or, you know, is there some sort of grace period before they have to pull it from shelves?
7O is like Kleenex. Kratom is like tissue.
Okay.
It's a Kratom product. 7-0 is one of the brands.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So 7-0 is just a brand. And
they're calling it a ban on gas station drugs.
The city is trying to ban all 7-0 products being sold in gas stations. Kratom products.
Let me see.
And it's addictive, is it not?
We had someone call in and say
that their son was addicted.
Her son was so addicted to it that Children's Mercy gave him methadone to try to come off it.
Okay. Guess what's making a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? 70s fashion.
No.
Yes.
No.
Everything from pink kitchens, tiled countertops.
A pink toilet, I could have sold you.
Things that are in circles, squares, curvy triangles.
Yeah.
All making a comeback, according to designers.
I want to show you a picture because someone posted this on Facebook the other night, and I took a screen grab of it. And it says, the late 70s in one photo. And I want you to tell people what you see here. I laughed out loud. That very easily could have been my father.
Look at it again.
Okay. Let's start with the wood paneling. Every rec room or living room had very cheap vertical wood, not even
wood. It's not wood.
It's not wood. Particle board.
It's faux wood.
Paneling with the black lines in between it.
Yes, and it's a family in a what looks like a living room,
yep,
with faux wood on the wall.
And what are they laying on?
They're laying on basically a
fold out
a recliner couch.
Yes, a fold out couch
with some sort of Afghan
yes,
underneath them,
crocheted
to protect the couch apparently. And dad's drinking an old Miller Lite.
Yep.
And there's a baby just in a diaper.
Completely being ignored. Please describe dad's shorts.
They are short and white.
Short, white, and tight.
Very short.
Leaving nothing to the imagination.
I laughed so hard when I saw that photo. I'm like, that is the 70s. Oh, and you forgot mom's got a cig in her hand.
Well, of course she does.
We have a ton of wood paneling in our house, and it's our favorite feature.
Did you paint it?
Ours is real.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've sent a nail through it. It hurt me.
No, this
deeply.
Is not real. This
like
paneling,
it's mahogany?
It's nice.
It was various widths, and in between each panel was this black, shimmery...
Spacing
that looked like asphalt.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Dana, I'm getting Skechers Shape Up ads on my phone now.
You are welcome. You lean right into that, Sam. God. Never been so comfortable in my entire life. I went on a walk today. Who am I?
I apologize for my outburst, but I am too young for these ads.
Why are they popping up on your phone?
Because I talked about it all day in the newsroom yesterday.
Yeah. And I watched your stupid video on Facebook.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I tagged Howie
Dang
Mandel.
It.
What is the one thing from the past? And you can go to the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to the 80s. You can even go to the 90s. What's the one thing it could be?
Let's start with the 70s.
No. You can pick one from any of those three decades. And it could be fashion. Mm-mm. It could be interior design.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a car. It could be anything, a hairstyle, anything you want. What's the one thing you don't ever want to see again?
The disgusting green shag carpet.
Mm.
Do you know they used to sell a rake so that you could rake your shag carpet in the 70s? Go back and look at it, you guys.
It needs to be fluffed.
It's
absolutely
disgusting. They also had brown, orange, and tan. I don't want to call it carpet, more like Berber in every kitchen
Berber
in America. Mm. Little tiny foam gross carpet in the kitchen. And the only place more disgusting than having carpet in the kitchen, which they also did in the 70s, was the bathroom.
Now, I would normally say the mullet, but Bobby Witt Jr. is rocking that thing. And I think he looks good in a mullet. So I'm taking the mullet off my list, and I'm moving parachute pants from the early 90s up to number one.
Number one?
Number one.
Over raking your carpet?
Parachute pants were the worst invention in the history of mankind.
Mine is such a Dr. Rick answer, and I apologize.
Go ahead.
It's that stupid gray piping that people were putting in to replace their plumbing because it was cheap and it all cracked in like 20 years.
Okay.
PVC piping?
But that wouldn't come
that
back.
That was pre-PVC.
Like, that would not come back. Pick something, Sam, that could come back.
Like, I never thought the mullet...
Because you're right, that's a product that didn't work.
Yeah, I never thought the mullet would come back. And slowly but surely, it is. And like I said, Bobby Wood Jr. rocks that mullet.
All right, I got to go with the Walkman.
Okay, the Walkman.
The CD Walkman.
Oh, the CD was
the
worst.
Yeah, the cassette Walkman was okay.
It never worked.
CD Walkman was more of a sit in one spot and listen, man.
Yeah, it was a skipper.
Throw one in from the bedroom, the macrame. The little decoration, the latch hook that you would have on your wall. It was art, sort of. And then the waterbed. Where did the waterbed go?
The waterbed.
Remember, you would literally drag a hose inside your house.
Yes, that's right.
You would fill it up, and then God help you if there was a leak.
So my buddy, I won't say his last name because he used to be a cop, so I don't want to get him in trouble, but his name was Scott. We went to high school together. And he went to K-State. I went to KU. And I would go visit him when KU and K-State would play football or basketball and in Manhattan. And he had a waterbed in his house that he rented in Manhattan. And I slept, by the way, while a waterbed may sound either A, romantic, or B, comfortable.
Until someone moves.
It's neither. It was the worst night's sleep I've ever had in my entire life. I'd rather sleep next to a rhino. Every time you moved, it was like you were on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And by the way, how does one empty a waterbed when it's time to move?
I think carefully. That was part of the problem because, you know, the water inside is now stagnant.
Well, you're supposed to change it every like 3 weeks because it would mold.
Gross.
And then you're laying on a bed of mold.
It's so gross.
Is it possible to buy a waterbed today?
No. Not in the traditional sense.
Nobody sells it?
They might have some that replicate that.
Like a gel bed or something?
But it's not going to be water. You know why? You would never be able to have one of those in a rental or an apartment.
No.
Because when they burst, whoa, look out.
Bar the door, Kate. We're coming in.
Waterbeds.com doesn't even sell waterbeds.
Water slide, second floor.
Can I change mine?
Yeah.
Low-rise jeans.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, I like low-rise jeans on women.
Not at our age, Scott.
No, not at our age, but like for 20-somethings that are hot?
No. Oh, hideous.
913-586-7798.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to BlueApron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get $50 off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code STIR50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
A story here from the Associated Press. South Korea's spy agency telling lawmakers today that it believes the teenage daughter of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is close to being designated as the country's future leader as he moves to extend the family dynasty to a fourth generation. The assessment by the National Intelligence Service comes as North Korea is preparing to hold its biggest political conference later this month, where Kim is expected to outline his major policy goals for the next 5 years and take steps to tighten his grip on authority. The GoFundMe page for James Vanderbeek's family. They had to launch a GoFundMe page. They're broke.
No.
No. His treatment for colorectal cancer broke the family financially.
God.
The GoFundMe page for James Vanderbeek's family has surpassed $1 million in donations following his death this week. The page, which was created yesterday by James's friends, has raised $1.3 million as of this morning. The goal was $250,000.
Steven Spielberg, a lot of very famous people donated to that fund. But this might be a topic for another time. We should not live in an America where you have to crowdfund healthcare.
Well, we do. We do. HGTV has canceled the home renovation reality series Rehab Addict after host Nicole Curtis made what the cable channel described as an offensive racial comment during filming. Quoting here from Warner Brothers Discovery, not only is language like this hurtful and disappointing to our viewers, partners, and employees, it does not align with our values.
Wait, she said it and then they aired it?
I don't know that they aired it. In video obtained by Radar Online, which tells me, no, they didn't air it, Curtis can be heard using a racial slur against black people while working on a home renovation for the show. She seems to immediately realize what she said and can be heard asking for someone to, quote, kill it. A Rehab Addict appears to have been scrubbed from the Warner Brothers Discovery streaming platforms. Curtis did not respond to requests for comment.
Wow.
Los Angeles is gearing up to host the 2028 Olympic Games. Excuse me. But a new report warns that the city may not have enough beds for the tidal wave of tourists headed to watch the world's best athletes compete. Lodging demand for the LA 28 Games will blow past available hotel capacity in Los Angeles on the busiest competition days, potentially leaving as many as 320,000 estimated visitors scrambling for a place to stay. The analysis found that on 13 of the 19 competition days, there might be a lodging shortage for spectators.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. How do you not have enough hotels in Orange County, California? The second largest city in America. It hosted the games in 1984.
Yeah, I mean, there's very popular thoroughfares. That's where I would spend the second half of my summer when I would go out and work in Southern California. And, like, every major street is lined with hotels and motels. It doesn't make any sense. Unless they've been tearing them down since I stopped going.
Hmm.
I used to stay in one of those motels for a month and a half.
You stayed in a motel, not a hotel?
It was a motel.
No.
Hey, the pool was outside.
Today is Abraham.
So are the people trying to get in to kill you.
The ones,
today
yes.
is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Birthdays today, Michael McDonald, 74. China Phillips from Wilson Phillips is 58. Josh Brolin, also 58. And Arsenio Hall is 70.
Wow.
70. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.